Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All those years when I hoped that someday I would have my own national show, I never thought that when the day would come, I would walk up to a microphone and speak to the nation the word emoji. Did you even know what an emoji was a couple of years ago? Did you even know what it was 2 weeks ago? Do you even know now what it is? It's quite an interesting word. It's how we express ourselves now in this new digital landscape that has taken us by the throat and will not let us go. Just the other day, I get yet another text message from my wife. I'm in the studio. I'm at work. Why is she bothering me? That's a whole other story for another show. But anyway, I look at my phone and there's this funny looking thing looking at me. I don't have my glasses on. I have no idea what this thing means. It could be anything from, I love you so much, soulmate, and I can't wait for you to get home, to, I'm very annoyed. I just threw all your clothes out on the lawn and I'm filing for divorce. I don't know. We have these symbols and they communicate our entire emotional state to people. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm confused. I'm crazy. I'm alone. I'm lonely. I'm thinking of you. I hate you. I don't want you. I don't want to be here anymore. What do these things mean? Well, do you know there are not enough emojis to convey our emotions? We can't use words anymore. We have to use these stupid little symbols. That's right. Do you know there are more emojis on the way? Turns out Unicode, the group that makes the code behind all emojis, just released 38 more emojis that it's planning to create for 2016. This according to our friends at Yahoo. After Unicode creates the code, it's up to Apple, Android, and others to illustrate them for your phones. So there's no guarantee you'll get these emojis, but there is a possibility they could be coming to your phone pretty soon. All right, these are the emojis that will soon be coming. A face with a cowboy hat. Why would you ever need that? Hi, honey. I'm in a Western mood tonight. Ooga. A clown face. Okay, I guess that could mean that you're being silly or you're being funny. A nauseated face. How would they illustrate nauseousness in an emoji? I know, a green face. Ha ha ha. But really? Rolling on the floor laughing. A drooling face. I'm having a fit just thinking about you. A lying face. Will the nose, like, emanate from the screen? Is it like a Pinocchio thing? I don't know. A lying face. How do you illustrate a lying face? I can't wait to see what these things actually will look like. Because don't they all look kind of alike, really? Especially if you wear glasses, or if you're looking quickly, or if you're looking at them while you're driving at 75 miles an hour, as we all do. Come on, let's admit it. We shouldn't, but we do. The next one, a call me hand. What? A call me hand. The next one, these are emojis that are coming soon to a phone near you. A selfie. See, I don't know how they're going to do this. A raised back of hand. Okay. A left-facing fist. A right-facing fist for some reason. If you put them next to each other, you can, I guess, start your own fight via a text message. A handshake. A hand with first and index finger crossed. That's a good one. I hope it's going to happen. That's a really good one. A pregnant woman. You know what? Is that what we're turning into? Wait a minute. That blessed moment when Lucy told Ricky she was expecting. That blessed moment when your wife is going to tell you, or you will tell your husband or your significant other, whatever the situation here is in 2015, that you're expecting. Don't you want it to be in just the perfect setting, in a beautifully lit, quiet room? We're going to have a child. No, not nowadays, because everything goes through Apple and our Apple Watch. You know what you're going to do? You're going to tell your husband you're pregnant by sending him an emoji on his new Apple Watch, because it's how we live in the digital age. Facepalm, shrug, man dancing, Prince. Wait a minute. Are we talking about like Prince William or the artist formerly known as Prince? You know, the Purple Rain thing and that whole whatever. A man in a tuxedo. Get ready, folks. We're going out on the town tonight, and I'm telling the world. A wilted flower. Our love is dying, and I'm telling you that with this emoji of a wilted flower. The next one, a scooter. Gotta go. When are you going to use these things? Please explain. A motor scooter. I've got to go quickly. Clinking glasses. All right, cheers or whatever. And then some other ones. An eagle, a shark, and bacon. How do you get bacon into an emoji? I guess just a little picture. Anyway, it's getting out of control. If you want to convey an emotion to someone, can't you do what I'm doing to you right now? What am I doing to you right now? I am speaking to you, and you are listening to me. See how wonderful this is? It's audio communication, and it works great. But no. We have to do everything through a phone and now through a watch, and we convey our most innermost thoughts and deepest emotions with a dopey little symbol. Welcome to the new world. My, oh my. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you overcome doubt? Author Pam Slim says, turn on your winner switch.
Just like flipping a light switch turns dark into light, your winner switch can instantly help you shift from doubt to confidence.
For example, you have a difficult task to complete. Here's how to proceed. First, focus completely on the task at hand.
Second, recall times when you've been successful with similar tasks. Keep thinking about them until you're positive you can do it.
Third, go for complete victory. Plan to deliver exceptional results, not mediocre ones.
Fourth, do your very best to complete the task, no matter what comes your way.
Turn on your winner switch. It's a simple technique which boosts your confidence and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This may come as a surprise to people who prefer four wheels over two. The overwhelming majority of bikers want only to be left in peace and ride their machines. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Everyone living on the grid knows about the shootout at a bar in Waco. When one goes down, they jump in to assist the fallen brother. We've all been around long enough to realize there's two sides to every story. And only the people present know what really happened. In time, most of the details will be known. Meanwhile, the rest of us are about riding our machines and watching for the drivers who continue to violate our right of way. To be clear, 99% are about riding their machines. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.